Gerard, it's great to have you here on the program, and we're looking forward to a terrific season.
Hey, so am I, man. I'm the new victim, I guess.
Yeah, you are. You are the newest victim. And I will tell you this right now. Unlike what you do with Tom Curran when you sit there both at the restaurant eating food, you'll be on the phone and we'll be sitting here eating the food, okay? You don't mind that, right?
That'll work. I don't mind that at all.
All right, well, it's great to have you with us. And how was practice today? We have any fights or anything? Everybody behave.
I don't know what you're talking about. You know, it was a good practice. I'm actually still out here on the field now.
Let me ask you this.
This is how special you guys are. I'm still on the field talking to you.
Well, we love that. Let me ask you this, because we've heard that this camp is a little feistier than normal. Does the weather have anything to do with it? It's been hot out there. Or the fact that the camp is a little bit different? You don't have the two-a-days the way you did in the past where guys are worn out and you can't go out there and push anybody around.
You know, to be honest, this camp seems the same as every other camp, to be honest. The weather's been great. You know, I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe because I'm from down south, but it's been nice days, you know. It was a little rainy earlier in the camp season, and now it's breezy and, you know, the sun's out. So it's been good.
What's stood out here so far for you defensively with this team? Is it Ben Jones? Can you talk a little bit about what you've seen from Chandler Jones, and have you been surprised at how – again, we've really seen the first preseason game, but how well he's adapted to this?
You know, he's come in and worked hard. You know, that's, you know, as far as the, you know, a scouting report about how he's done the whole camp, that's something you got to ask Bill. And you know, but he's come in, he's worked hard in the classroom, worked hard on the field, and he's improved every day.
He caught a punt at the end of practice today, right?
He sure, man, what is? How do you get the news that fast?
Twitter, come on. It's 2012, you know that.
That is terrible. Like, dang.
What does that mean? You guys get tonight off? Is that what that means?
Actually, look, the punt is still in the air right now. But it's just something we always do, man. You did a great job, so it saved us some conditioning.
There you go.
Does Bill and Matt Patricia, did they tweak this defense based on new players with a slightly different skill set than you had maybe last year? Does he put tweaks into this, into what you're doing defensively? Because
to be honest with you, we have so many guys that can do so many different things. You know, even with the new additions, those guys can play multiple roles on this defense. And, you know, every day is something different. Every day we're putting in something new, and you know, hopefully it continues on the season and leads to success.
How about you personally? You come in here, you make a big bang early on in your career. Now that you've been here a while, how much more of the game for you is just understanding everything, knowing the offensive personnel that you're facing each Sunday, and that you face it differently than you did in your first year or two?
Oh, definitely. You know, it's a huge difference from, you know, year one to year five, obviously, not just because of the, you know, knowledge of the defense, but also, like you said, learning the offense, learning, you know, what the checks are on the offensive side, what they're trying to do to us. And, you know, each and every day we go against a great offense in our own. So it's good practice for us, and I just have to continue to improve to get guys lined up and get guys where they need to be to make plays.
I got to ask you a question here, because the controversy right now in Boston, you may know by now, sometimes the media tries to find some negative stuff. I know you don't believe that, but it's the truth.
Controversy
now,
in Boston?
I know. I'm trying to be honest with you here. Is it with the Red Sox right now, and that Adrian Gonzalez may have texted his owner, John Henry, when there were problems? I guess my question to you would be, how often do you text Bob Kraft when things are going bad with the Patriots? What's his number?
You know what, to be honest with you, you know, Mr. Kraft, you know, we have a great relationship. You know, he comes down to our meetings, he's always there. And anytime anything comes up, good or bad, you know, he's always there to talk to.
So let me put it in the context of what's going on with the Red Sox right now. If something was going bad and you were upset with, say, your coach, would you ever text Bob Kraft to complain about it?
You kind of throwing me for a curveball, because it's like a lose-lose. If I say yes, it's a problem. If I say no, it's a problem.
No.
I think I'm going to leave this one alone. I'm going to straddle a fence.
Oh, jeez.
And I straddle a fence on this one. It's my first day. You're throwing a curveball.
You're going to take a lifeline on this one?
Yeah, I'm taking a lifeline.
All right.
We'll wait till week eight and bring that stuff up.
This is supposed to be, you know, the softballs. You're taking me out, you know, to go eat or something. You're paying.
No, that's Curran. That's not us. That's Curran. You're getting confused again.
You're right.
Hey, by the way, when you see Curran, make sure you compliment him on his hair. He's getting his hair worked on.
He's getting his hair done.
Yeah, he's getting his hair done. You know, that the monkey's ass spot that he's got up on top. He's getting that all cleaned up. So make sure you compliment him, because, you know, you got to notice it. Make sure you notice
it. Did he get it fixed?
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to check it out.
Yeah, check it out. You want to mention that to him. He'll feel better. Hey, Bill Belichick with us on Monday brought up an interesting point. You're playing three preseason games in 9 days. And he was talking about makes it a little bit more difficult for guys fighting for jobs, because if they play well in the first game, you want to give them time for their body to recover for that second game, because you want to see if you can do it in that second game. Looking back at where you were as a player, would that be difficult? Now, you've got a job, but is that difficult, do you think, for guys competing?
It is difficult. You know, anytime you play three games in that short of a span, it's very difficult, not only mentally, but physically on your body. You know, you got to stay in the ice up, you got to take care of yourself, and, you know, just try to be ready. You know, you got to kind of sacrifice. So.
How about Hightower? What have you seen so far from him?
Just a studious guy, man. He's always trying to learn, always asking questions. And I told him that's the same thing I did when I came in. But when I came in, you know, the linebacker room, you know, it's Vrabel, Roosevelt Coleman Jr., Bruschi, you know, guys like that. So I'm kind of the old head in there right now. So I'm trying to give him everything I have.
That guy's got tree trunks for legs, doesn't he? Wow.
Oh, huge legs. He has huge legs. He's a strong guy.
Wow. It's amazing to me. Jeff Demps, the silver medalist at the Olympics, the sprinter, apparently has been picked up by the Patriots. Have you seen this guy run?
I haven't. I'm sure I will soon.
This guy is quick, man. He is quick. But apparently, Patriots are going to bring him in and give him a look as a kick returner.
Well, you know what? You know, Coach Belichick has been doing this a long time. He knows how to, you know, scout players and get him in. And I guess we'll see when he gets there.
All right, Gerard, we're looking forward to spending some time with you each and every Friday during the season. Have a terrific game on Monday, and check out Curran's little ball spot. It's gone. It's gone.
I will.
It's gone. See you, bud. See you later. That's Gerard Mayo right here on The Big Show.